Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, September the 22nd, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. Last day of summer. Autumn coming up tomorrow at 2:50 a.m. But as you know, I don't believe any of that. I believe autumn came yesterday on the 21st. Believe what you want. It's the end of summer. It's the beginning of autumn. And here we come. Joined in studio tonight by Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson. Sean is off again this week, but he'll be back next week. And we're going to have a good time here tonight. And Carrington, I was just telling Matt that I knew you'd get here before the show started.
Really?
I did. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Why were you so confident?
Well, because of the Bucyrus trip a few weeks ago. Ever since then, I've been confident in your ability to get somewhere quick.
Yeah. That's one thing I'd say I'm pretty good at.
Yeah, I mean, you got off work at 8 o'clock that night. We were in Bucyrus. You were working in Marion. And you had to park a distance away from us. And you didn't even really know where we were. And you got there in 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, you said outside the Wendy's building. I knew where that was, so I was really focused on Wendy's, and I was like, all right, wherever I can stop my car, we'll just stop and walk.
So I knew you'd be here before the show started tonight, even because you were working locally. You got off 13 minutes ago, and you even did... You know, I'm going to ask you this on the air, because Matt and I have talked about this off the air, so why not just bring it up on the air? I don't think we've ever asked you this.
So, no, you guys just talk about me when I'm not around.
Well, this is not bad. Where do you change your clothes?
That's so funny. Like, in the car. Like, I'm in driving. Like, there's a red light. I'm like, perfect, park. Change my pants.
You change your pants in the car.
Yeah, it's like, on my way here. Well, whatever, only have 13 minutes. Like, what else am I going to do?
What are the people like beside you? You're driving down Route 95 changing your pants. What is this?
They can't see. And the window's wet. They can only see, like, your past your shoulders.
Are your windows tinted?
No. Like, your windows,
oh,
you know?
Lord.
They don't go down to the floor.
Yeah, but do they see you, like, shaking your arms? I mean, what, you're making
sub-movements
over there.
I'm not looking at them. I'm focused.
We have always wondered that since week one, because when you came in not in your Kroger gear, we thought, well, that's strange, because she got here in, like, 15 minutes. She came from Kroger, and each week we have brought that up at some point. You know, she was in regular clothes.
Yeah, I typically plan ahead. Like, last night I had a sleepover with my friends, so I haven't gone home since then, so I did not plan an outfit for coming here after work tonight because I had other things to plan for. But typically, yeah, I'm just planning ahead, and I'm like, all right, we'll change in the car, just drive there. 15 minutes is all I need.
Inquiring minds wanted to know, Matt. Now we know.
There is your answer.
That's
you guys should have just asked me. We've been here for like 2 months and nobody brought
well,
this up.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a deep, dark secret. It's just something we always thought, well, she, you know, that's weird.
Did she come? Think I was lying? Like, I knew I wasn't actually working.
No, we knew you were working. I mean, we could check on that pretty easy.
That's true.
It was just curious that you would have different clothes on.
You didn't think I could, like, go in the bathroom
I didn't
and change
think, and I thought you would, I thought that would slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the confusing part
it
of
would.
It.
It would. That's why red lights are my
I just can't believe you change your clothes in the car.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask this just because we're on this subject and it's curious. How do you change your top in the car?
Like, you know, I've got the same, like, bra on. I'll just, you know, take my shirt off and put the other one on.
Oh, no.
People need to mind their own business. If they're looking in my windows, well, they're playing their own.
Oh, no. People are... Oh. Okay. I'm sure glad somebody's calling. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott asked Carrington when last time she took a bath was.
Oh, that. Here we go. I didn't start it. I didn't start it.
I feel so personally attacked. I took a shower last night. Thank you. I'm clean. I took my weekly shower, everyone. I'm fine.
Thank you.
Yep.
You know what? I wasn't going to bring that up tonight.
You weren't.
No,
you
no.
You never let anything die. You would have brought it up.
No, I feel we beat that horse to death. We did it again this morning.
Again?
It's an interesting thing.
That's good. Okay, good. I'm glad people are engaged.
I'm just shocked, though, about this whole... Now I'm onto the whole... the way you change your clothes. You change them in the car. So there's no modesty, really, there with you.
I guess not. Like, I don't
know. Do
you
think of it like being at the beach? Is that what it is? Like a bikini?
Yeah, I guess it just doesn't seem that different. Like, I'll wear, like, tank tops that are smaller anyway. Like, the only thing that's really exposed is my stomach, and I'm not self-conscious about it, really, so.
So, I mean, is there a tank top over the top half?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like, yeah, there's something on, like, I'm not just, like, naked in my car, no.
No, I'm not saying naked. I'm just, when you said something about your bra there, I thought, are people seeing that?
Oh, I mean, yeah, but I kind of wear, like, a sports bra kind of bra.
But see, so no,
like,
I'm...
That's kind of like a...
Why are we getting all kinds of information tonight?
You're asking!
No, listen, I'm starting to feel like a protective person here. Like, I feel like I should give you a speech not to do that in the car.
Well, whenever you get off at 8 and you have a radio show at 8:15, what else are you going to do?
I just don't know.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and I am willing to change my clothes in the car for the show.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, everyone.
I appreciate it. I'm just saying, I don't... Matt, is this a good thing?
I mean, I don't know that... I don't know that it's necessarily a bad thing. It sounds like multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I mean, if you don't care, fine. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, there are people out there in this world. Everybody has a camera now. You know, that's something you would see on somebody's Facebook page. Look what I saw when I was driving down the road today, you know?
Yeah, but, like, still, it would just be, like, me in, like, a sports bra. Like, I don't know. That's not that embarrassing. I go to the beach, you're right. Like, I wear a swimsuit.
You wear the bikini?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem that different. Like, what's that video going to do?
I don't know. Some people don't wear... It is interesting. That's an interesting thing. And I'm glad we have a woman here because this is something a woman could answer. Now, I'm asking about the bikini because some girls wear just a bathing suit.
Like
one piece? One piece.
Okay.
Okay, so you do the two-piece.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the difference between a two-piece bathing suit, which clearly everybody sees you in at the beach, and a bra?
I feel the same. I don't know. I don't get it. That's why I guess it wasn't a big deal to me if I'm, like, changing clothes in my car. It's like... The parts that are, I guess, like, special are still covered or whatever. It doesn't seem that different.
Well, I always wonder that. Because, you know, when you're at the beach, a bikini is pretty revealing as far as what you can see. Mm-hmm. Just covering up the bad parts.
Yes.
And then, but a bra pretty well does the same thing as well.
Yeah, I agree. I feel the same way. I mean, I guess it depends, like, what kind of swimsuit you're wearing. Like, some of those will fit different than, like, a bra. Because, you know, there's, like, ones that are... a certain, like, shape or something. Like, some of them have, like, more material than others. So there's factors like that. But, like...
It's like the Victoria's Secret thing, right? If you buy your... Bra is still considered underwear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you buy your underwear at Victoria's Secret, if you buy your bras there, they're kind of lacy-looking things. Now, that would not look like a swimsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it depends, like, what you're getting. But, like... I guess I'm not wearing anything that's covering less than a swimsuit would cover.
Yeah, yeah, provocative things.
Yes.
That's just, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that whole thing.
That's a skill.
Yeah, isn't that, though?
Thank
I mean,
you.
I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want to do that.
Absolutely not.
No.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes, you
well,
know?
That's fascinating. Now, hold on. You know, I'm a very busy person. I don't know if you know this.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't mind, I have to take a minute and do something that I tried to do earlier on today. It didn't happen. So, we're going to see if it works now, because a friend of mine is celebrating their birthday today, and I'm going to give him a call and tell him happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Don't talk amongst yourselves.
Are we singing whenever we call them?
We should. Now, you sing. You get ready.
Okay, so they pick up, and we just start happy birthday. My grandma always does this for my birthday every year, and I love it. I look forward to it.
Oh, this will really be happy for this person. Well, I'm going to have to say who it is, because I don't
know.
Okay,
so we're not singing as soon as they answer. It's just like...
Yeah, we'll have to...
We talk first before we bombard them with the singing.
Oh, well,
let's
see.
Please leave your message.
Oh.
No!
Well, you know what? Hold on. Let's try again. We'll try one more time here, and if this doesn't work...
You're so persistent.
Well, that's what the job is.
Persistency.
Persistence.
That's true. You did tell us all about that.
Yeah. During class one night, I told you about that.
Whenever we were learning.
Nothing like dialing
the
telephone
dial
on the air.
Ooh, this is great.
That's good radio. We're not even getting a ring. It's going straight to voicemail. Maybe that means they're on the line and they'll call us back.
Maybe his
Please
phone
leave your message
is dead.
Yep. Well, you know what? We'll try next hour. Okay. Let's get on to the first topic. And tonight... we have a top 10 list coming up later on, too. It's a good one. Tonight's first topic is actually for you.
For me?
It is. This one was picked out for you. Matt and I did
what
a little
that,
bit...
What's that supposed to be?
No, you'll understand as I tell
okay,
you.
Okay, okay, sorry.
Matt and I did it this morning. Taylor Swift this week, on her... Was it Instagram or Twitter? Something.
I think it was
social
Twitter.
Media. Social media platform. Told people to vote. And the people are registered to vote. told people to register to vote. Did you get this?
No, I don't know where you're going with this.
No, did you get the message from her?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I haven't been on social media. I've been really busy this
week. She told her Swifties to register to vote. And Vote.org reported that after she told people this, 35,000 people registered to vote, 22.5% above the previous year. And he called her, the CEO of Vote.org, a mastermind at getting people to vote. So our question, why?
She has a song called Mastermind that's so funny.
So why? 35,000 people registered to vote who probably heretofore would not have voted if Taylor Swift didn't tell them to? Matt said it was a cult.
This isn't the first time she's done this. Like, she has a documentary on Netflix called Miss Americana, and in that she talks about getting people to vote. It was, I think, something about, like, gay rights in Tennessee, because that's where she's from. And, like, it was the same type of thing. Like, 30,000 people went out and, like, registered to vote. And, like, while they didn't, like, pass whatever they wanted to pass or whatever, they still, like, saw an astounding number of people who were, like, listening to Taylor Swift saying, go vote.
See, this is scary. Because I don't think that an entertainer like Taylor Swift should have that kind of power over people.
You know, you see, this sounds like a cult, you know.
That's what he said. He called it a cult earlier.
A cult? I don't know. I mean,
would you do it because Taylor Swift said vote?
Yeah, probably.
Why?
See that sounds like a cult to me.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
She posted a tweet that said that told people to register to vote. So you'd be like, Taylor Swift said to register to vote. Guess that's what we're doing today.
It's a little concerning because it's like, okay, now what?
I know these people don't even know how.
They're going to show up and they're going to be like, okay, I don't know what I'm voting about.
These people don't even know how to vote. They probably don't even know where to vote.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about them showing up. But the fact that they registered scares me because she just said to do it. I mean, she could change policy in this country.
No,
she's
so influential. I've said this before.
It's wrong.
Why do you think
you should not have somebody who can warp people's minds like that? Can just say, go vote. Like, let's say she wanted to get something passed.
I think
go vote
just,
for this.
She
get it done.
People just trust her, though. Like, they think that she is a good person.
Well, I'm not saying she's not a good person, and I think she's a brilliant business person.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that anybody should have that kind of power over their fan. You know, fan comes from the word fanatic, which is fanatical.
Yeah? What's that? What's the definition of fanatical?
Well, a little overzealous.
Obsessive type? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I would personally register to vote if Taylor Swift said go register to vote.
Maybe. Why?
Because I love her. I don't know. There's not a great reason.
But you don't know her. You understand this, right? She's just a person who performs music. She has no idea who you are.
I know. I'm aware.
I don't understand how this
doesn't
sound like a cult.
It's like, you know, we've talked about this before, how she writes, like, those heartbreak songs and stuff, and you're, like, listening to them, and you're like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift gets it. Like, you feel like she knows you. You feel like you know her. You're
every
like,
time
wow.
I listen to one of Taylor Swift's breakup songs, I just, I'm like, yeah, she figured out the business strategy.
No, they're just so relatable sometimes. You're like, oh my gosh, like, she's been through what I've been through. Like, it's comforting a little bit.
But it's probably just phony. You know, like Chad Clark, who was in here this week, he writes all his songs, and I said, he wrote one about, what was it, single motherhood? And I said, did you have a single mother? No.
No,
so there you go.
Chad Clark was great, but he does not make me feel the way that Taylor Swift makes me
feel.
Well,
no, I'm not saying he would, but I'm saying songwriters.
I know,
but
she has a special ability, I think, to get it. Like, that's why I'm convinced she's had to have been through some of these situations, because you're just like, wow.
Well, she dates a new person every week. I'm sure she is through.
She
dates old men, young men.
She had a 6-year boyfriend. They broke up like over a year ago. Now she's talking to Travis Kelce, I've heard.
Now, who's Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce is a tight end for the Chiefs.
Oh, that'll work out. See, is he that dumb? Is he one of these naive people? Don't get in that.
I would not go to her show and give her a friendship bracelet with him.
Oh, no.
I would not call him stupid.
That is stupid if he does.
No.
The man wants
Matt's,
to go give
Matt's
her a friendship.
Matt's starting to like Taylor
Swift
more.
Does he not understand the routine?
I like Travis Kelce. I don't like Taylor Swift.
Does he not understand the routine? He's going to end up as a song before it's all over with?
He might, but, you know, he's the best tight end in the NFL. I think he can do what he wants with his millions of dollars.
But she is a cult, as you said, and she has more power than him.
She's a mastermind.
Oh, absolutely. I would most definitely say Taylor Swift has more influence than anybody in the NFL.
Right. She's got more power than him, and he's going to be Mr. Swift, and that ain't going to work. And then they're going to break up, and she's going to write a song and make another bazillion dollars.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
This woman is capitalizing on her.
No, she probably, she genuinely, like, likes them, I think.
Until she doesn't.
What do you mean?
I think she might.
How many successful relationships have you had, Scott? What are you talking about?
I think she might.
Several. They end.
Several.
On good terms.
Yeah, most of mine end on good
terms.
Yeah,
the girl that was shampooing your rug is happy with you now. She's okay that she shampooed your rug and ended like this?
Probably not, but I don't really speak to her anymore, so there you go.
I was going to guess that.
I would talk to her if I saw her in public.
Yeah.
I wouldn't shun her.
Yeah, I mean, but you also were going to talk to the one, what, like, ex-proposal son in public that you ran into that one time?
I did.
Yes, you did. I think you talked to anybody in public. If you see them,
listen, I didn't like that because I was out walking, and when I go out walk or run at night, which was a run that night, you know, I don't dress normally. I have shorts on.
No flip-flops.
Giving away all my secrets, aren't you? Giving them all away. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, there's a good chance that when he was younger that, he seems a friend of his or something go through that situation. You know, songwriters can get inspiration off of other people, not just themselves.
Oh, yeah, I think that might be the case with Chad. Did you watch the episode on YouTube?
You and Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that episode?
Yeah, it was good.
Good singer, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's
I
what
I really knew who he was.
Well, I'm glad we introduced him because
you had him on.
Yeah. Well, here's what I would say.
Yesterday, a card in the mail. He's talking about they haven't told people where to vote.
Yeah.
I got a card in the mail telling me my voting location.
Was it the rec center?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Well, you're right. You see somebody else go through an experience, but I think that maybe is what's going on with Taylor Swift. She realized that when she writes a breakup song, she gets a bazillion dollars, so she just does that.
You know, Dolly Parton, she's, you know, sung a lot like Jolene, you know. I don't know if Dolly Parton's been through that. I mean, I don't see why anybody would probably leave Dolly Parton for another girl, you know.
She's been married a long time.
Big difference, you know, in that situation. Oh, and, you know, the reason why you couldn't change your clothes in your car like Carrington.
Okay, why?
You're not as limber as she is.
You're right, I'm not double jointed. You're exactly right.
I bet you couldn't do that while you're driving and even sitting at a stoplight.
I don't know that I'd want to be honest with you. I something about changing my pants at a stoplight that just not appeal to me.
Why don't you try it sometime?
I think I'll pass. I'll live vicariously through other people who change their pants in their car.
Right, you can make a song about it, too.
I'll write a song about it, yes. Thank you!
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You're going to tell people about my flip-flops. No, but that night, every night of my life, winter or summer, spring or autumn, I go out and run a mile every night. And when I go out, it's tennis shoes, t-shirt, shorts, depending on the weather, but in summer, that's what it was. And I usually have the earbuds in, and I'm listening to something. Well, here he is, like approaching me while I'm out doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not the time I want to talk to people.
No.
So I had to stop and pull the earbuds out and have a conversation with him, but of course I'd have a conversation with him. I've known him since he was a baby.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that was a similar situation.
Yeah, but I'm not on bad terms with her. She's contacted me and, you know, ask me questions and things like that.
Interesting.
You don't have any contact with any of the past relationships?
No, I do. I do, but like, I don't know. It's a weird situation.
I am friends with the families of people who I was friends with. I say friends.
I mean, I
don't even
face.
Really know that they were relationships, to be honest with you.
Whatever situations you had going on.
It was called I call it more of a situation than a relationship.
It's a situationship?
It was a situationship, yeah. I don't really know what it was, but I was...
Write that one down, Scott.
Yeah.
Young people...
Is that young people term?
Yeah, situationship.
Really? Situation? Is that a term?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what does that mean?
That's
not a word.
No, I mean,
situationship.
It's a word. No, it's not a word.
Yes.
That's not in the dictionary. That's in your little urban dictionary. It doesn't make any sense.
It is.
It most definitely is.
So what is a situationship?
It's kind of like a relationship, but like... It's just a situation, like, before you're dating the person. Like, whenever
oh, that's
just
not,
a situation.
That's garbage. We gotta talk about we don't flirt in this society.
Because we have situationships.
What's the difference? What's going on?
It's just like you haven't, like, talked about what the context of the relationship is.
So what are you doing
is.
During a situationship that's different from a friendship?
It's like diet dating.
I don't know.
Diet dating? What's that?
Just like, you know, like diet coke.
Are we like here?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it like what? First base here? You're like kissy facing? Is that what it is?
Probably.
But you're not in a relationship yet?
Yeah.
Kissy face. You know, like, I'm cleaning it up here for the 2023s. Because your parents might be listening, and God knows I don't need that dumped on my head. like anybody stops at first base anymore. I've seen these people in society now. They're changing their clothes in the car at stoplights.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you went after my flip-flops. Now you got to expect it. No, I'm just saying.
I'm never going to let it go.
No, but it is true. I mean, is that what we're talking about? Clearly, you're more than friends, but you're not in a relationship exclusively.
Yeah, it's like you haven't defined the terms of the relationship.
Well, here's a question for you. Now, this is interesting, and we'll fictitiously use the word kiss here. Fill in the blank with whatever you want. But is it okay to have some kind of kissy face with somebody who you're not in a relationship with? Is that leading them on? Maybe it won't be a relationship.
I feel like it depends if you've, like, talked to the person. I don't know. I feel like I've never really been in that situation.
You've never done that?
No.
You've never been in a situationship?
No. I don't... Well, like... No. I don't know. Kind of. If you're just, like, talking to somebody, but you're not, like, dating. All the people I've dated have been, like, long-term, like, year-plus-long relationships.
See, to me, that sounds like an illness. You've got a long-term illness. You're going to be on that for a while. Take some penicillin. Eventually, it'll go away. It's a long-term. That's a long-termer you got there.
No, I love a good, serious relationship.
Not me.
Do you know the song Clumsy by Fergie?
No.
Oh, that just describes me so perfectly.
I'll listen to it during the break.
Okay, perfect.
But I don't know. A situationship is probably what mine were constantly. Because I don't have, there's no commitment. I don't live with people. I don't want them around a lot. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I feel like it's just the point before you're officially, like, boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, that's what the period is.
Well, what if you never get there? What if you never really talk about it?
Yeah, and you were in a situationship.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that's what they really all are. I think it doesn't go anywhere other than that. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Matt. Hello, Kerrigan. Pastor Craig.
It's Carrington.
what did I say?
Kerrigan.
Oh.
Don't mind her, Pastor Craig. She's a little bit out of shape.
I'm sorry. I guess I probably screwed up her name because I had a mental picture of her changing her clothes. I don't know.
No. What's new, Pastor?
What I wanted to say, actually, in all seriousness, Scott, it's obvious that you've never been married, because if you had ever been married, you would understand that females are a master of changing their clothes in the car and being able to do it without revealing anything.
But no, now wait a second. Now I think she said she didn't reveal anything, I guess. But I'm feeling a little protective as the older person in this group. I don't want her exposing anything to people in the car next to her. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me. She did not expose anything to the car next to her. Like I said, females are a master at changing clothes in the car. I've seen it many, many, many times, and they don't reveal anything, and they can do it quick.
You know what? Now listen, I've been in cars with women, but usually they try to get out of the window. You know, I don't know what that is about women where they change clothes in the car where a man will not. That is true. And I've seen that. But usually it's like from a t-shirt to a hoodie or dropping the hoodie or the pants thing. Now, I don't ever recall seeing that. It could have happened. I don't want to be in the car with somebody changing their pants. I don't care what the situation. I don't care if we're married 50 years. I don't want to see you changing your pants in the car.
Well, yeah. Sometimes, you know, you just got to do it. You're running 5 minutes or 10 minutes late to be somewhere else, and she's got to change in the clothes, and it just happens. And believe me, it just happens, and it's nothing. It's G-rated.
Isn't it interesting how these little things like bathing and this become the most interesting topics of the night?
Yeah,
I find it fascinating.
I wasn't going to bring up the topic of bathing or taking showers, so you're the one that brought that.
We're going to leave that to the side. Thank you, Pastor.
All right.
Bye-bye. No, I've had women change in the car, but I don't think they're pants. I don't remember them changing their pants.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's okay. I mean, so I'm not sure. Do what you want.
Thank you.
But I'm. You're welcome. But I'm just saying.
Thanks for your permission.
Well, what is wrong with you? I'm trying to be nice here.
I know. I said thank you for allowing me.
Well, that's kind of a rude thing. Thank you for your permission.
Sorry.
Let me. This goes back to I. All my aunts are nasty women, and I don't care for any of them.
Oh.
I don't. They're just. My mother has all brothers, so I have all aunts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my aunts, this is so funny, I was doing a talent show one time. I was hosting a talent show, and at the beginning, she's like, well, I'll help you. I'll take tickets at the door, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. So she gets there that night, and I guess she did not like me telling her what to do, which is what I was doing. And so I was standing with somebody. I don't remember who I was standing with, but I asked her to go do something, and she kind of got angry. And I said, well, you know what? You've been doing a lot of work. Why don't you go take a break? And she said, thank you for your permission. And I thought, well, you nasty.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
I went to that when you said thank you for your permission.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had a whole situation with it.
No, I'm just, you know, I think that comes off bad when you say thank you for your permission.
I was just trying to be silly. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm not angry. I'm just saying that, you know, that can come off bad.
Okay, I'm sorry. What else do you want
to
say?
No need for apologies.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay, do you go to the gym?
Not regularly, but I did recently sign up to run a 10 mile.
Oh, so you must do something.
Not recently, no. I've just felt inspired. It's in April in Florida.
I would never be inspired
for that. In Disney
World,
we're going to run a 10 miler.
10 miler. Well, there you go. Right past the rat, Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Taylor Swift's A Cult is where that all ended.
Yep.
We really spun out of
there. Circle.
Yeah. And she's going to date Hector Richardson from the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
My favorite player.
What?
Travis Kelce.
Okay, there you go. Exactly. And do you have to talk to people from your past? I mean, what is that all about?
No.
You don't have to, no.
No, but I think if you see them, it's going to be very awkward if you don't say something.
I think if you see them, it's just good courtesy to, you know, hello.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, just very casually.
But I'm not going to spend my time talking to them.
Yeah, nope. You don't want to be there.
Yeah,
it's like, the circumstances.
Well, it depends on how it ends, really. I mean, if it didn't end badly, probably you're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It you know, time heals all.
That's what I'm saying. I just feel like the different situations are all just so different.
Yeah, but, you know, why the person who shampooed the rug? Now, why did that have to end badly?
I don't know. I just don't think I would forgive someone that easily if I came over and shampooed their rug. And you guys weren't even, like, dating at this time?
You know,
like, was she trying to win you over in shampooing your rug to do so?
I'm not in her
like,
brain.
Like, how many signals was she throwing that she was, like, interested in a relationship with you?
I think if she came over and shampooed his rug out of in order to win him over, that was a decision that she made, and it didn't work. Therefore, it's her fault that she.
Yeah, I agree. I would personally never shampoo a man's rug ever. So.
Well, I don't know why that happened. To be honest, now if I asked her today, which I wouldn't do because we don't talk anymore. If I ask her, I know I'm going to get some nasty answer, which is really not the truth of what was going on in the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what was really going on there. She was a nice person then.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, maybe because she was trying to win you over. She was, like, dropping these signals. She's
oh,
like,
listen.
How can I win over Scott? And then she said, I'm going to shampoo his rug.
Well, I think...
And that's where she drew the line. She said, if this didn't work, I'm done.
Well, she... You know, in a way, she was kind of a... And I always felt a bit uncomfortable with it because she went above and beyond. There was a lot of stuff like that going on.
Oh.
Yeah, it was not necessarily shampooing the rug, but like she would take a dressy piece of clothing and get it dry cleaned when I didn't ask her to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Well, I guess it was.
But I get it. Did you feel a little guilty?
Well, I did because I thought, you don't need to do this.
Yeah. But you're like, I would not do the same for you, so like...
Yeah, I didn't do the same.
Right,
I never
right.
shampooed
so you felt
her
a
rug.
Little guilt. You felt a little guilty
Well,
about
if I
it.
Could feel guilt, I probably would.
If you could feel guilt?
Yeah, if I could feel... I really don't feel guilt.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I don't feel guilt, and I'm not really... I don't have a... I don't cry. So it's the whole thing.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, this might narrow things down a little bit better. How was she dressed when she was doing your rug?
Well, normal. Like sweats and a t-shirt, maybe. She didn't dress up to shampoo the rug.
No bra?
No, 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 nothing like that.
Yeah.
No. Nope. All right, thanks.
So whether she was doing it to try to get you or, you know, if she had revealing clothes on, you could definitely say, yeah, that was going on.
No, no revealing. It was just a normal, and normal night.
Probably should have picked up on it, too, but...
Well...
She just did it because she liked you, you know?
Well, God bless her. You know?
Yeah, God bless her, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I, you know, it's over now, so what difference does it make? I don't really care for her now, and I don't think she cares for me, so there you go. I, you know what? That's not true, because I'm just indifferent to her.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have
You're just over it.
Yeah, I mean, what's left?
Nothing.
Yeah. So this goes to our next topic
A clean
here.
Rug.
Yeah.
That's what's left.
I thank her for that, the clean rug. No, there was a lot of stuff like, have you ever had somebody like that in your life who really did, like, weird above and beyond things that, you know, that's, yeah. I don't know. That's not flowers. Well, you wouldn't get a guy flowers. What do you do for a guy when you're trying to win him over?
I get him like candy or like food and stuff. I feel like I'm that guy. I'm always the one that's doing more. Like, I'm the nicer one.
Well, I get the food thing.
Yeah.
The food thing used to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There were things like, yeah, dry cleaning and rug cleaning and, yeah, I mean, nice.
I would just like a note.
I would get a note.
Too.
I would get a note every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I've written notes.
Little love notes. I kept all of those. That way I can, you know, if I ever need to blackmail the person, I can do it.
What?
Well, yeah.
That's terrible.
I said, you don't like me now? Well, back on this date, you said all this stuff. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
You always keep the notes.
You have issues.
No, you don't keep the notes?
Not to blackmail them.
Oh,
that's
I'm not
going to
blackmail. I'm kidding. I'm not going to blackmail anybody. I know. Well, it's kind of like, thank you for your permission. It's one of those.
Yeah.
But no, it's you just, why would you throw them away? You know, that was a topic I was going to do a few weeks ago and we never got to it. Do you keep notes from old relationships, cards and things like that?
I don't.
Really?
No.
I do, because I like to reflect sometimes.
I do not. I like to throw that stuff away.
No, I don't look at
it. I'm not throwing away, like, gifts. Like, if they bought me something, like, I have a pair of, like, shoes or, like, a shirt that I really like that they bought for me or something, I'm not getting rid of that. But, like, a little note, I don't need that. They don't mean that stuff. That's dead and over.
So it was all a lie. So we're really back to point A, that people are all phony.
People are all phony.
Well, this moves into the next topic quite well. And there was recently a study on cheating. How about this? Now, the numbers are astronomical here, and I actually did not write down the whole thing, but I want to pull it up because the numbers were kind of shocking to me in the categories when it came to cheating. Now, overall, 40% of people who are unmarried cheat. 40%. That's almost 1 in 2. It's the number one cause for relationships and marriages ending. 25% of married people cheat. Now, get this.
25%.
25%, 1 in 4. 30 to 60% of married couples will cheat at least once in their marriage. Here's the big number. 74% of men and 68% of women admit they'd cheat if they were guaranteed they'd never be caught. 74% of men, 68% of women. And 60% of affairs start with close friends or coworkers. An average affair lasts 2 years. See, honeymoon period, long time. And 69% of marriages break up as a result of being discovered. 70%. So there you go. What do you make of those numbers?
I have questions about where these numbers came from.
Pew.
Just like every... Yeah, it's Pew every week. And
well, who does they do the sociological studies?
I don't know. That sounds like... astronomically high numbers.
Well, I think it's because it's astronomically going on. Haven't you been out in society?
I guess
there's
not,
people
no.
out there changing clothes and cars.
That's true.
What's going
one
on?
One day it's changing clothes in the car, next day it's cheating.
Well, I mean, I think it's probably true. I gotta say that this is probably
slippery
true.
Slope.
Well, I mean...
That just seems really high.
I think it's true.
76% of men would cheat if they weren't caught.
Right, but they're not... I mean, that's only if they weren't going to get caught. The numbers are actually 40% if you're not married, 25% if you are married.
25% of people in marriages are cheating.
1 in 4.
Wow.
And nearly half of people who are in situationships or relationships are cheating. 40%.
That makes sense. I mean, like, I wonder when, at what age are we starting this, you know? I was cheated on back when I was 15 years old, and I bet that wouldn't count in this study.
Do you bring it up, though, if somebody's cheating on you?
In a research study? I don't know. I've never...
No. I'm saying in a relationship. If you find out that somebody's doing something with somebody else, do you call them out on it?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I
mean, if... So, are we talking about, like, if I 100% already knew for a fact that it was happening?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you ever 100% know.
But
do you really? They tell you?
If they tell you,
you don't need to tell them.
If I'm certain.
But are you ever really certain? They're not going to admit it when you first ask them.
Most of the time, I have to go off of the fact that, like, why would, like, I had found out that I was being cheated on because some random person, like, online messaged me and was like, hey, just so you know.
But you can't know.
No,
sure.
I know, but, like, why, this random person doesn't know me. So, like, why would they randomly message me to say that my significant other was cheating on me if it weren't true? I don't know. There's just some things where it's like, you could lie about that, but it would just be weird. And
well, you know what? Here's the thing. What I have noticed is there is a point in a relationship where you might think, like, what happened, I really don't know if anybody was to be, I mean, you never really know. You don't. Because they're going to lie about it and say they weren't. So you never really know. But there were points where I felt it was going on, but I was so disinterested by that point that, okay, do what you want. I mean, really? I mean, what are you going to do? Call them
Scott,
out on
it? Oh my gosh.
No, I'll tell you the reason for this. This is to say, I don't call people out when they lie to me either. Because, okay, let's say you come in and tell me a lie, and I clearly, like 90% know you're lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what am I going to say? You're lying to me. And you're going to say, because you just told me the lie, no, I'm not. And then we're going to get into that thing. Why are you lying to me? I'm not lying to you. And it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't make any difference. I still believe you're lying to me when we finish the conversation. And you walk out and you maybe think you've convinced me, maybe not. I just cut out the argument.
Either way, though, but they know in that situation that you know. It's like, I think part of the satisfaction of lying is like feeling you're getting away with it. So knowing you've been called out on what you're doing, like, is taking away part of their satisfaction of lying.
I don't need that.
Okay,
nope.
That's fine.
And that's why, and when I know it's going on, or I think it's going on 90% of the time, you're probably right, because the relationship is no longer going very well. I just, okay, whatever you're, I'm not going to, because you're going to get into that thing, because then you have to have the conversation. Then you got to, where's this going from here? Is this, and it's a nasty conversation that I'd rather not have. So if I know you're cheating, I'm not going to call you out on it. I'm just going to let the thing fizzle out.
That's probably a good mentality.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I mean, we're just in different situations, though, since I'm 22. Like, I haven't had many relationships outside of, like,
when you're
a high school, college environment where you're seeing somebody.
When you're
like,
27, you'll realize it's not worth the fight.
I think it's just a different situation, too, so I feel like I can't speak on that.
Well, like, I mean, there are two times that pop in my head where I think it was probably happening, but the relationship for me was pretty much over in my own mind by that point. That I didn't care, and I wasn't going to call them out on it, because of course you're not going to admit to that if you're still in a relationship with somebody, but you usually know if they're in another relationship pretty quick, you know something was probably going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine. That's on them. That's not on me.
That's true.
So I was the good person. They were the bad person, and I get the satisfaction of that. I don't have to tell them that, but, you know, it's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. You get to sleep well at night.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have the fight.
Okay.
That's some advice for you. Don't have the fight.
Don't have the fight.
The fight is not going to mean anything because they're not going to admit to it.
It's not worth your energy.
No, you think they're going to admit to it?
I mean, if somebody lied to you about something, I mean, if you had definitive proof and you threw the definitive proof in their face, then you could probably get them to switch the story around.
But what does that get you?
Well, I don't. It probably just gets you a different altered version of the truth. I don't think they're going to give you the exactly what happened ever.
And do you really want to be around that person when they're doing that?
Nope,
if you believe they
not.
Are, so you want to have an argument with them to what? Before you blow them off?
Yeah, I don't know. I think people's emotions just get in the way. Like,
well,
they're just upset, and that's why they do it. They just they react irrationally.
I don't think people realize to the degree that I really am unemotional.
You just said right before you answered a call that you never cry. And
I don't know.
Just breeze over
well,
it.
Well, no, you can address it if you want, but it's true. I don't know why that is. I'm not really sure.
Sociopath?
That's right, sociopath. No, it's just, it doesn't, I don't know what it is. Like, there have been funerals for people who have died who've been close to me. I remember there was a funeral, and not to get too deep into the thing, but it was somebody who was very close to me, and people said, like, years prior, because the person was older than me, that you'll be a wreck when this person dies. And I wasn't. I mean, I gave the speech at the funeral.
That's kind of sad.
Why just, it's...
Why do you think you don't cry? Are you okay? Do you need to talk?
No, you live, you die.
I think you just really, like, over, like, compartmentalize. Maybe you're over...
What are the things we need to cry about in life? Let's start there. Live and die, I don't... Listen, when somebody dies, I'm more happy that I knew them and had the time with them I had. So death to me is not going to be a cry time. So what else do I need to cry about?
What if your feelings get hurt?
I don't... What are you going to say to me to hurt my feelings?
I don't know. I've not even thought about it. I've been trying.
What is crying going to do to fix your hurt feelings?
Exactly. That's how I look at it. It doesn't do anything for me. It just doesn't happen. I think crying is an involuntary thing. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
That's fair. I think it's just kind of like a release. Sometimes, like, whenever I haven't cried in a while, I'm, like, upset about it. I want to cry. I need to get that out.
Well, you know what? We talked about the book last week, and it's interesting because the final chapter, or final few pages, I don't know, however it'll be divided up, is simply saying at the end that even though all this happened and all this goes into a life, because there's some good and there's some bad, I've had the greatest life. And that's really how I feel at this particular point. So there's nothing that is going to, what are you going to do, critique me on how I dress, how I look, how I talk. No, I don't care. That doesn't bother me. So I've had a great, great, great life. Completely unexpectedly great life. Something I never thought I would do. And I've gotten to do pretty much everything I ever wanted to do. So why would I need to be upset about these little mores of life? You know, oh, a relationship ends. Oh, somebody says something nasty to you. Who cares? I mean, I've had a great life. If I dropped over dead right now, I've had the best life. And that's you know, kind of the hallmark of the whole thing.
I'm glad you feel that way. I think you're just built different. Like, I think other people just are a little more emotional. Like, if they're, like, the fact that they have a significant other and, like, they want that, like, that shows that they're more emotional, I feel like, in a sense.
You know, I remember one time a relationship, a girl, I think it was a relationship, asked me, they may have asked me on air, to be honest with you, if I would cry at their funeral, or if I would cry if they died. It was something like that. And to be honest, I was honest. I said no. And
that
I think
is so mean.
Well, I think they didn't like that.
Yeah, that probably hurt her feelings.
But no, but it wasn't because it wasn't to be mean. Do you want honest or do you want...
Well, no. Remember last week you said lie, 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 so...
When they ask your opinion... But you can't lie about something. I know I'm not going to cry if you die because I haven't cried when anybody else has died. What's going to do it with you? And clearly now we're not in that relationship, so I might celebrate if you kick the bucket.
What? That's awful.
No, I wouldn't. Joke.
Again.
Yeah, another joke. We need a laugh
Thanks
track
for
built
permission.
Into this stuff.
Yeah,
Thank
we
you for
do
your permission.
Need a laugh track.
No, I think it's silly. I just, there's too much to be happy about in life to sit around and mope.
I agree. I feel like I'm pretty happy person. But I really think relationships can be kind of draining sometimes, and a lot of times that's where people's upsetness comes from.
Right. I think people are not meant to be in relationships, so says Pew here with 40% of people cheating. That's terrible.
That's awful. That makes me so sad.
Because the truth is, we all know the truth, that once you get to a certain point in a relationship where you've done everything, it does get mundane. And that's when you start looking for other things.
That's sad.
It's just, human beings are that way. We have a very short attention span in that particular way. Everybody's new. We all like, you know, we like new in everything, though. We like new clothes. We like new cars.
Taylor Swift wrote a song about this.
There you go.
She gets it. Taylor Swift has felt this way. She gets you too, Scott.
Well,
you relate to her.
I should probably register to vote.
You probably should.
No, but I'm saying... isn't it true, though? Don't we all like new? You get that new car, and you want to be in the car even more than you want to be in your house. You just want to drive that thing, and people see you in that thing. And then eventually, that car becomes the thing that eventually one day you trade in.
I know, but I think that's the idea where it's like everything's going to wear off, you know?
It does.
It's like just because you get excited about it in the moment, like, I think that can show, like, your commitment to somebody if it's, like, you're not tempted by the new thing.
Everything has a beginning and everything has an end. But quick, before we go to the end of this hour, just to wrap up this particular subject, it is kind of interesting, though. I bet these people don't... Why don't people admit it? If you're going to cheat, clearly you don't want to be with that person anymore. Why not just say it? Because you don't want that reputation?
That, and maybe, like, emotional security blanket. Like, you, like, have an emotional connection with this person. You're not ready to, like, cut them off. You don't know if the new person's going to, like... be able to replace them.
Isn't that really why you don't talk to somebody when a relationship ends? Is because you still have some kind of feeling for them?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I will talk to anybody, because my feelings are dead for all those people.
You're right. See, this is why you don't get it.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Relate to you. This is crazy.
You know, the sad thing is when I've talked to people who I've been in relationships with in the past, in my mind, what I'm thinking is, thank God that ended.
Those girls are looking at you like a deer in headlight when you're like, I'm not going to cry at your funeral.
I had somebody, at one point, somebody, they were at an event that I was at for a long period of time, and I know they can say whatever they want. They completely avoided me. Mm. Would not come in the room that I was in. And I know they did that. Now, they can pretend like they just, I didn't happen to wander in there. Mm-hmm. Baloney. But, you know, you could feel it. And I didn't understand that. Because what do you think I was going to do?
I don't know. They're probably just hurt. Maybe they would have started crying if you guys talked or something. That'd be embarrassing. You're at an event and she's crying. Like, that's weird.
Not to me. I'd say dry up.
Well, you're insensitive.
No, I feel like if somebody had cried after you stopped talking, I assume this is a fairly decent period of time. So, like, if it would have been a fairly decent period of time between the time you talked and the time that you were at the same event, I don't know. I think if you're crying when you see that person, there's something wrong.
Oh, there's something wrong with this person.
I'm not saying that's why. I'm not saying that's why she didn't talk to him for sure. Just like,
probably didn't want to. Oh, didn't want to. Just didn't want to.
Probably doesn't like you very much.
Well, you know what? Sorry. At least I got my rug shampooed. Best of luck to you.
Oh my God.
Hey, listen. That's your fault. Bonehead. No, I'm kidding.
You're so insensitive. It's a joke. Where's the laugh track at? Somebody play it.
Thank you for your permission. All right, we're going to break. Get the cheese dip and the crackers. We've only gotten through one topic. We got a long way to go. We've got a top 10 list and Ted's birthday. So we've got to say happy birthday to Ted. We'll be back right after this.
Good night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that, and I think you're a fair reporter.